And we're joined now by Zach Josephson of the Wing Nuts robotics team from Redwood Valley High School, talking a little robotics. Zach, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys are competing today in the Lake Superior Regional. Your build schedule, build season done February 20th, and now it's time for competition. So let's just to start, just give me kind of the objective of what you guys needed to do in order to get ready for the competition.
Oh, well, we kind of went through what we wanted to build, what we wanted to accomplish with this year's game, and then we broke it down how we would want to accomplish it, went through a few prototypes, and came out with our final design, and we're pretty happy with this year's design. It's been going all right. Pretty confident in it.
And looking at how you guys have done in competition so far at the tournament, 2-2, and we were just talking off air a little bit, had a chance to watch your most recent quarterfinal match. You guys didn't get very much help from the rest of the team. I saw you guys do a pretty good job, but it sounded like some technical issues that you had to fight through as well.
Yeah, you know, it's completely random match schedule, so you might get a team that maybe isn't the best, or you might get a team that is the best, and you just have to game plan for that, go into it, you know, just do what you can do and hope everything turns out all right. And we ran into a technical difficulty, otherwise we would have been doing all right. But yeah, stuff happens, so we're fixing it right now, and we're going to get back out there.
Outstanding. Now, for those who aren't aware, it looked like the objective for this most recent match was to grab blocks and get them into various quadrants on the course. Is that similar for all the matches, or do they switch it up a little bit throughout?
No, that's the objective of all the matches. It's one okay. game, and really you want to tip the three big levers in your favor, and that's how you get points for owning them in your favor. For like every second you get a point, and there's other things you can do, like climbing at the end and shuffling blocks into what they call the vault, and then you get points for that. And then there's certain power-ups you can play that will give you advantages, like maybe ownership of your scale or boosting your scale so it's double worth the points, and levitate, which gets you a free. It's been a really strategic year and about how we want to attack it. So, I mean, it's really been going all right this year.
Excellent. And looks like a few matches here left today. We'll wish you best of luck. I'll let you get back to it. But thanks for giving us a little bit of a recap of how things have gone so far. Best of luck the rest of the tournament. And we'll recap things with you guys once things are finished, probably next week.
All right, thanks for having me. Thanks for giving the robotics team such strong support. Really appreciate it over here, up here in Duluth.